You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome. I'm Jay Taylor. I'm the editor of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks and host of a radio show called Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm here with Patrick Highsmith. He is the chairman and co-founder of Firefox Gold Corp, the company that I started following in the newsletter a few months ago. And it's frankly, one I'm telling my subscribers they should pay special attention to because of its potential, its geological potential in Finland, where it's operating, and because of its market cap, frankly. It has a shot with some successful drilling, I think, to see much higher valuations for this company. It trades in Toronto under the symbol FFOX, FFOX, and you can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under FFOXF. 81.8 million shares outstanding, thereabouts, anyway, at 16, 17 cents. So it is a market cap of around 10 million in U.S. money, 13, 14 million in Canadian dollars. So it's still a baby, but it has a lot of tremendous exploration potential and considerable scale, I believe, as well. That's why I'm really happy to have Patrick with me. He is a geologist, seasoned mining executive, over 29 years of experience in senior management positions, exploration, operations, business development, leadership roles for companies. Been with some big boys like Rio Tinto, BHP Billiton, Newmont, Lithium One, Pure Energy Metals, Fortescue Metals. He has worked on more than 250 projects around the world, leading teams through creative transactions, new discoveries, scoping and pre-feasibility studies. So he's also been experienced in the capital markets, and he's had an association with all manner of financing transactions as well. So he has a very well-rounded background with major mining companies, and he's stepping in to this junior to see if he can pull off a discovery. And I think the chances are very good in this bull market that we're in that he will be successful, and he has a very great, a very solid team with him, technical team and business people that are with him. So welcome, Patrick. It's really good to have you with me.
Thank you, Jay. It's great to be here talking about real exploration and kind of a new gold rush, actually, in Finland.
Yeah, in Finland, exactly. And we haven't heard a lot about Finland. It just only a few years back, I guess, Agnico Eagle made a great discovery, a very profitable mine there, I think. But what attracted you? What attracted you to Finland?
In a nutshell, Jay, I was there in the early 2000s. I was managing business development for Newmont, looking around the world for emerging gold belts and gold discoveries. And we realized that the Central Lapland Greenstone Belt, quite similar to the rocks in eastern Canada, western Australia, West Africa, that host tens of millions of ounces of gold, only had this one big deposit, which now Agnico has turned into a mine. Course. And so it was underexplored, Jay. It was just that simple. There just wasn't enough drilling. And one of the world experts, a professor down at University of Western Australia, David I. Groves, he and I had a conversation, and he said, geez, there's only been 300,000 meters in this belt for gold drilled in history. And of course, we laughed, because in those days, Newmont drilled more meters than that every year in Nevada.
Sure, sure.
So we saw that, and the writing was on the wall. And it took me a while, Jay, but we founded Firefox in 2017 with my longtime colleague and our Finland-based CEO, Carl Lofberg.
Yeah, you have a strong Finnish connection there with your people. How does that factor in? I mean, it's always good, I think, to have natives, people that know the lay of the land, have good connections and so forth. But talk about your management team, because I always think that's the most important thing with any company, whatever industry you're in, but talk about your management team as a whole.
Well, Finland-based management and Finland-based technical team has been huge in this year of COVID. I can tell you that. We haven't missed a beat. We haven't missed a beat. The team gets out of bed and goes to work in Finland. We haven't had to fly in experts from afar and hassle with the challenges to travel. But even before that, Carl was managing a private a prospect generator called Magnus Minerals. It goes back about 15 years. So Carl and his team already knew how to operate the tenement system, how to manage exploration projects, and they'd spent, you know, tens of millions of euros of other people's money exploring there, but mostly for base metals. So that was the foundation. And then his company had these gold tenements, which weren't getting a lot of love. And that became the founding of Firefox. And Magnus is still our largest shareholder and intimately associated, of course, since Carl is our CEO. So we started there with Finnish expertise and expert operating ability. And we've grown our geological team. We have a couple of other geologists from around Europe, but all, you know, quite close to home on the team there. And that's absolutely essential to have that local expertise, because the surface landowners, like in any mining jurisdiction, are really critical. So now we build our relationships with, Finns speaking to Finns, and we operate the tenement system quite nimbly. I believe we're amongst the best at operating the tenement system, again, with Finns working with a Finnish system. So it's been huge.
Yeah. Well, speaking of huge, you just picked up a huge amount of land. I just announced this past week, I think it was on the 10th of March. Talk to us about that. It's something like 800 square kilometers or something like that, total land package you have in Finland. Is that right? And what was, talk to us about the reason for picking up this massive chunk of ground, and how does that fit in with what you've been doing and what you've been looking at before this week?
In our experience, Jay, when you're operating in an emerging gold belt, it's fast moving. You sort of don't know exactly where that next discovery is coming from. So now we had Agnico's mine, of course, which is in production since about 2009. And we've had Rupert's big discovery right next to us. Rupert Resources at drilling at the Ikkari prospect has made a big discovery. And let's face it, the gold rush in these new belts is a bit of a land grab. And that's the way the major companies often play it. And we saw that on the horizon. And our team is so good at watching the tenement system. The Greenstone belt's entirely pegged, Jay. It's staked up. There's sort of no room to operate. But the Finnish system forces turnover of these tenements, because there are various types of tenements you can take that cost some less expensive, but they turn over quickly, and others more expensive that you hold longer. And when those become available, you have to leap. And that's what we did here recently. We grabbed a lot of open ground between Rupert's discovery up towards the Agnico Eagle mine on sort of the east side of the belt. And then along the west side of the belt, again, key land opened up on a structure that we liked, and we grabbed that as well. So in total, in the Greenstone Belt, we have about 800 square kilometers, and all of that is sort of in the thick of things. So really, it is four juniors and two majors in the belt, and that's it. So anybody else who's going to come in is going to need to knock on the door, as Kinross has done with Orion Resources. They did a strategic investment in a JV. B2 entered the belt, of course, a while back, and Agnico is there. But beyond that, that's it. So that's why we knew we had to be nimble, grab this land. And as you and I have been discussing, the databases in Finland are so good that we get the benefit of historical work on these properties. So we get a bit of a head start, including access to historic drill core, Jay. All that is archived in a central facility in Finland that we can go visit and access the drill core and even sample it if that's appropriate. So it's a big land grab. It is Greenfields exploration. And yet those who come before us, their work has been documented and we have access to it. So we believe it's the right way to play the belt, to bring a conveyor belt of projects along, even though we've already got two flagship projects that are at the drilling stage. So we're going to keep that conveyor belt moving, Jay. We don't get married to our projects. We evaluate them rigorously. And now with a portfolio this big, I think we're going to have to consider entertaining some of the suitors who have come along to inquire about the possibilities of joint ventures or strategic sure. partnerships.
Yeah, because it's just a huge land grab you've got there. And I wonder, so do you have some of the property that you have, your two flagships? Maybe you could just talk a little bit about the exploration work you've done so far, what you know about it. I think I've seen some pretty nice drill intercepts, narrow ones, but high grade. There's certainly, it's not as if you haven't done any drilling yet. You have. And do you have some drill data then from previous work that was done on the property, on any of your properties?
Sure. Yeah. Several questions in there. First, our flagship properties. And I just want to say, Jay, we founded the company in 2017. And every year since we founded the company, whether we were in bad times or good, we have drilled. We believe in drilling. It's Carl's mandate to the team that we will drill every year. And, you know, in a down cycle, maybe you drill less. And in an up cycle, you obviously drill more. But that's how you make a discovery. And so we have drilled every year since we founded the company, Jay. And the two flagship properties that your audience might have seen are the Mustajärvi prospect,
yes,
which is a property right off the highway that we announced some drill results back at the end of January. And much like many of the properties in Finland, each time we go out there, we're finding grade. Now, those have been pretty narrow intercepts, but 2 meters of 45 grams from a couple of years ago, not at all anything to sneeze at. And more recently, we just announced 2 meters at 33 grams there. Both of those are shallow, near-surface intercepts. And Mustajärvi is a structurally controlled gold target. And we've just hired a new structural geologist who's helping us unravel that. And we expect to drill again here at Mustajärvi in the sort of late winter, early spring, April. Mm-hmm. The other large flagship project is called Jesio. Jesio adjoins Orion's new gold discoveries at Risti and Launi. Those are the boulders that were famously discovered up at Risti a couple of years ago by Orion, and then down at Launi, gold and quartz veins, again near surface. And we've just scratched the surface at Jesio, but right now we have a base of till drill rig out in the frozen swamp, drilling through that glacial cover that obscures these rocks a lot of the times in this belt, Jay. And so Jesio is at the stage of base of till sampling, leading up to what we believe will be drill targets later this year there as well. So those are the two that we control 100% as we do all our portfolio. We won't be dealing those to anyone anytime soon. And we're right in the thick of it, adjoining Rupert on one side and Orion on another, and right in the thick of things in the belt. Historic drilling, as I said, most of these properties have seen a little bit of that, but often it was for base metals.
Yeah.
One of the new properties we just announced, Monto, which we've just added to the portfolio, has historic drilling and a gold occurrence there that was documented by the Geological Survey of Finland, and also large sampling databases, one of which was a till sample that yielded 11 grams per ton. Mm-hmm. Again, just a few meters of glacial cover, and at the base of that glacial cover, a high-grade sample from the Geological Survey of Finland years ago. So usually those databases give us a head start, and we start the permitting process and bring those things along in a very busy mining authority in Finland doing all this permitting. But once you're granted your exploration permit, as we have been at Jesio and Mustajärvi, those things, once that permit has been granted, that gives you the full rights to do the surface disturbance that you need to do exploration, like core drilling or trenching if necessary. And you work closely with your surface landowners and maintain that good relationship. But you can move quite quickly once you get those permits.
Sure. And I'm wondering, Patrick, if this is a major greenstone belt that hasn't had all that much discovery so far. We just talked about that. How does is it the till cover, you think, that sort of kept this from out of sight from past explorers? Is that why this greenstone belt hasn't been explored as extensively as, say, the ones in Canada or Africa or other places? And then maybe if that's the case, could you compare this greenstone belt? What do you see there compared to some of the others? Does it have the potential to be prolific like some of the others in your view?
We believe the potential of the Central Lapland Greenstone Belt is quite analogous to, say, the Abitibi in eastern Canada or the Birimian in West Africa, Jay. We really do. It has the key things you need to see. It has thick sequences of mafic volcanic rocks. They're kind of greenish. That's how they get their name, really, greenstone belts. You need thick sequences of those volcanic rocks, and often where they adjoin, major structures are cut by major structures and fluids move up through there. We see evidence of that at Agnico's gold mine, hosted in the middle of a big, thick pile of those mafic volcanics. But you also like to see contrasting rock types, like sedimentary rocks, where they are juxtaposed against the volcanic rocks, to give you that contrast. And often that's where the gold deposits occur. And we see that maybe now more with Rupert's discovery and some of our projects more down in the sort of southern part of the belt. So a lot of analogies there. So we realized that, and we also realized that there were both base metals and gold in this greenstone belt. So it was explored a little bit for all of those things. But 98% of the belt is covered by these glacial sediments. So that does obscure those deposits that sort of stick out of the ground and are the first wave of discoveries, okay? But there's another factor, Jay, and it's quite interesting. Really, Finland wasn't open for international explorers until the mid to late 1990s. Then, as they slowly opened, they were developing a mining law, and that prompted my visits there in 2003, 2005, 2007, with Newmont, when they were moving along their mining law, they were really changing it quite often and adapting it to make it fit better so that large companies can invest appropriately to hold large blocks of ground. And yet, at the same time, turn the land over with the right kind of mining law there. So that was evolving. But about that time in 2000, so Agnico bought the deposit that became the mine in 2005. They proceeded to build the mine. But then a major base metal discovery was made in 2008 by Anglo-American. It's called Sakatti, and it may be Finland's best ore body ever, maybe better than Outokumpu. It's a large copper-nickel discovery that they're still drilling out and advancing. And when that happened, Anglo-American and First Quantum in about 2008, 2009, literally pegged everything. They staked the whole bloody belt. It made the headlines of the Helsinki papers. Okay, very unusual. So that kept out gold explorers again. Mm-hmm. So more time lapsed. By 2014, the downturn in the junior industry that you and I have been witnessing over that last 10 years, a lot of it, had taken its toll on those major companies too. And they had to relinquish a lot of ground. When that happened, Orion Resources came in, S2 Resources, and my partners at Magnus Minerals also came in and picked up a lot of this ground. That was really the surge of at first gold company exploration, 2014, 2015, and that led to Orion's work, Firefox, of course, and Rupert's discovery. So it's a complicated story, and again, our local experts are the best guys to navigate that sort of thing, but it is an interesting story. Not only is there's the geological situation, the glacial cover, make it a little more challenging to explore, but at the same time, you had the mining law and the tenement situation kind of blocking new entrants to the belt.
Right. So it does have it has the potential. It just has been underexplored compared to the other greenstone belts, I guess.
Have you
put together your exploration program for 2021, or is that still in the making?
Well, you know, our season of exploration runs a little bit different than the calendar year because the winter is what it's all about in Lapland. We like it to freeze up so we can access those swampy areas and get out to these properties. There's paved highways and airports all over Lapland, so access is great. But here's how it works. We're now in the middle of our sort of winter program, so we have base of till sampling going on right now, and that's a small drill rig that can trek out across the snow, take a sample at the base of that glacial cover and tag bedrock. So that's underway right now on our Yesio property. And we mentioned that, I think, last week. We press released that was going on, or 2 weeks ago. So that'll progress along through the remainder of the winter here. And we have another core rig coming back in April. And we'll drill sort of budget depending, but around 1.8 kilometers is the plan, Jay, for that drill program at probably Yesio and Mustajärvi. And then we kick into the summer season. The summer season is where we'll get boot leather for the first time on some of these new projects, and we'll start building that conveyor belt. Which property moves, you know, which cab comes off the rank next to get its permits and progress to drilling. And so we'll be in the field mapping and sampling from that sort of in May, sort of the snow melts, and then June, July, we get into the summer program. And then hopefully you get your targets ready to roll, and by September, October, you're drilling again. So our plan right now is to advance Yesio, Mustajärvi, those additional targets, to assess the top tier of these new projects. We've had some discussions already about potential joint ventures on those. So it's possible we could have a partner earning into a couple of those projects, Jay. And we also have a permit we're waiting anxiously for at a property called Sarvey, which is immediately adjacent to Rupert's Area 1 discovery, just north of Rupert. We have a huge block of ground there. And Sarvey, we've expedited the permit application, and we do expect it before summer. So we should have a third drill-ready project at least by summer of 2021.
So I guess in wrapping up, then we should, in terms of the share price drivers, we should be watching for possible joint venture agreements and drill results coming out, and your assessment of and prioritizing those projects. Those are the things that we should be watching for, I guess.
Absolutely. And I'd add one other thing, Jay. We're a little picky about our partners. So
okay.
we've been in this business a while. So if there's the right, you know, strategic partner, you know, who knows, maybe they want to invest with us to get exposure to the whole portfolio of assets, or maybe they want to focus on one project. But we're really going to be pretty selective about how we partner, because we're sitting on all this land and we want to make sure we make the best of that opportunity for our shareholders.
Well, that certainly could be a driver as well. If there's a household name coming into the picture, somebody who has the prestige and the ability to take projects, and they have money to spend and all of that, that's what we want. And it's all about people. And you certainly have a good management team, Patrick, and together there, you just talked about some of them. I'm really looking forward. This is a story, I think, that has the potential to do very well for people willing to take some risk. A new story, but with the right kind of people. You got the scale, you've got the geology. I think that makes a lot of sense. So anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up here?
We're excited too, Jay, and it's shown through really. If your audience takes a look at our website or our presentation, they'll see some of those institutional shareholders who've already come into the story. Groups like Crescat Capital and SSI out of Zurich, and those institutions are there because they know it takes a while to make a big gold discovery. But if you find the right team and the right rocks, and you got the land, the gods of discovery can smile on us, as we say. So we're quite excited too, Jay, and it's good to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much, Patrick, and I'll look forward to keeping up with the story in the weeks and months to come. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Great Bear Resources, trading under GBR on the TSXV and GTBAF on the OTCQX, is a gold exploration company focused on their district-scale Dixie Project in the renowned Red Lake Mining District of Ontario. Having made multiple high-grade near-surface gold discoveries, GBR's capital efficiency has allowed them to be fully funded to complete a very active 300,000-meter drill program through 2021. Stay up to date on what's been considered one of the best performing exploration stocks in the last 3 years by visiting greatbearresources.ca.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.